We're reading from the book Writings of Bala Sulam, page 433. It is in the English Kabbalah for the Student, page 129, item 41. You can ask questions at kamb.tv and selected questions will be live. So, reading the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 41, page 129 in Kabbalah for the Student.
The introduction to the book of Zohar is the most important introduction from all introduction, maybe all the writings of Bala Sulam, where he focused all his powers to give the answer, the strike to all the questions and doubts that may have been revealed in people with respect to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the book of Zohar, the role of the people of Israel, and so forth. And therefore, you should truly notice it and read it a few times until a person more or less understands this flow. Why is it written in such a way? Why one comes before the other? How Bala Sulam answers all these questions? Why does he place them in this order? And so forth. It's a very special introduction. So we spoke already about a few components. We spoke about the souls, we spoke about the Creator, and now we speak of the connection between the Creator and the souls, which is called the system of the worlds, system of concealment and revelation. And this system changes, actually. The Creator does not change, it's absolute, the good that does good, complete bestowal, and the creature changes according to the changes that go through the creature, then the worlds accordingly open up or close down between the creator and the created being. And so there is always a balance between them. The law of equivalence of form is kept, so that always the creature discovers the Creator according to the worlds, olamot, concealments, ha'alamot, in such a way that there is no problem and they're always balanced. Because without the balance, a disaster immediately happens, a shattering. So now let's get to know these worlds.
Item 41. But there still remains to clarify, why would man need all the upper worlds the Creator has created for him? What use has he of them? Bear in mind that the reality of all the worlds is generally divided into five worlds, called 1. Adam Kadmon. 2. Atzilut. 3. Bria. 4. Yetzira. And 5. Asiya. In each of them are innumerable details, which are the five Sefirot, Kachabtum, Keter Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. The world of Ak, Adam Kadmon, is Keter. The world of Atzilut is Chochma. The world of Bria is Bina. The world of Yetzira is Tiferet. And the world of Asiya is Malchut. And the lights clothed in those five worlds are called Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. The light of Yechida shines in the world of Adam Kadmon. The light of Chaya in the world of Atzilut. The light of Neshama in the world of Bria. The light of Ruach in the world of Yetzira. And the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya. All those worlds and everything in them are included in the holy name Yud Hei Vav Hei, and the tip of the Yud. We have no perception in the first world, Ak, Hence, it is only implied in the tip of the yud of the name. This is why we do not speak of it and always mention only the four worlds, Abiyah. Yud is the world of Atzilut. Hey, the world of Briah. Vav, the world of Yetzirah. And the bottom Hey is the world of Asiya.
Clear, right? Questions. Even though it's... Everything is clear. Okay, go on. Yes? About this, you have a question?
Мне непонятно здесь, если каждому миру соответствует свет, то зачем вводить дополнительные сущности, зачем называть их другими именами?
It's not clear to me. If every light has its own world, then...
I can't understand you. I come to the marketplace. I want to buy some meat. This evening friends are coming to my house and I want to have a barbecue for them. Have some steaks. In front of me, there are 20 different kinds of meat. Rosh toch sof, the backside and the stomach, the lungs and many things. Now there's a cow or I don't know what kind of meat, and a chicken, and there are 1,000 kinds. I don't even know. Tell me, why are there names for everything? Meat is meat.
The source?
So the source here is the same. Everything has its own taste. 10 sefirot with a masach, with a light in it. Therefore, it's reality in itself, different. Separates itself from others. Yes? So you're asking, why do I need to learn these names? Tell me, Ten Sefirot, Naran Chai, Kachab Zon, that's it. I don't want to know anything else. That's true, you are correct, because for you right now, when I tell you all these names in spirituality, you don't know them, so it confuses you. Just as we spoke in the Book of Zohar, Pinchas, Shimon, Elazar. Three names. What's the problem? These three words. No, I'm confused. You're confused because you don't have the taste of it. If they would tell you about colors that you know from this world, or shapes, circular, or triangle, or rectangular, so you would know, but you didn't receive an impression yet from all these discernments, spiritual discernments. This is why you say so. You're correct. But the moment you begin tasting my barbecue, the 20 different flavors, you'd say, ooh, wow! You begin to discern different flavors. And then you will begin to know the names. Why is this called by this name? It's not as in this world when you say, this is the taste of pepper. This is the taste, flavor of coffee, or this is onion. No, you'll begin to understand why the name is batsal, onion. Batsal is from the word in the shade, betzel. It's what kind of concealment or revelation. You'll begin to understand the names themselves. You won't need to remember them. The names themselves will be the vessels that you will feel. This is how it will be, and this is how you will advance. But in the meantime, you don't have the flavor at all. It has no taste for you. So that's the way it is. Sometimes a person is ill, and you can offer him all these 20 kinds of meat, and he won't want anything. So maybe the doctor said he should. So he tastes one or the other, and he doesn't taste anything. He just eats because the doctor says. This is how we are in attaining the degree. We're sick, but we must begin to eat later on. When we will be healthy, we'll feel, wow, what taste, what differences are in each thing. This is how you advance. This is how Also, the names you will begin to feel. You will taste some degree and say, this degree is called such and such. And the light in it is called such and such. And my kelim are called such and such. Such and such. How do you know? I feel it. Later on, you'll look in the book and you'll see that everybody call it the same, this degree. Leave it. You will not need... You won't need to read about this degree in the books, because you yourself will know how it is called out of this. It is written, Adam Rishon, Adam gave names to everything in the world, because he discovered, he's the first one of the humans that discovered spirituality, and out of attaining the root of everything, he called everything by name. He looked at something and he said, this is called a pine tree. And this is called, this flower is called a rose. And this is called such and such. How did he know? That's the way it is. This is a rose. Why is it called a rose? He can explain the spiritual roots for it. What is a rose? From the source. What's its source? And so forth. And why is it built in such a way? And why are these colors white and red and so forth? And attainment means that you attain until the root of creation. You rise up to En Sof, and you attain where it all stems from, this object in this world. This is attainment, and then there won't be any problem about how many names we need. You will determine the names. You, because the names stem from lights and vessels. You didn't study this probably, that there are 10 Sefirot with the Masach and with the Or Pnimi. The inner light. The intensity of these Sefirot with the Masach and the inner light builds the name of the Partsuf. If it is called Pinchas, say, or Shimon, or Elazar, it's the sum total of the forces in the Partsuf, and these forces hold a certain light, and this is why it is called that way. You can't name it differently. It's not like in this world that we give a name to a child. No. You name something according to its inner structure. The structure of the Partsuf, and you cannot call it differently. Because it has 10 Sefirot, with the Masach, with the light, direct and reflected, all these things together, construct the name. And that's it. You observe and you say, hello Pinchas, how are you? And you have no problem about this name, Pinchas. In our world, you can't do it the same because maybe his parents named him a different name, not according to his root. Do you see? Therefore, each time when you change your name. Therefore, there is a habit, there is a habit that a person is ill, they add a name to him. Why? Because you want to get better. You want him to get better. In the state in which he is sick. Something's wrong. And the name indicates his state. So let's name him differently, and then he will be healthier. Healthy. We have different customs accordingly. But names are... They stem from knowing the spirituality. So you need no book. You don't need to know anything about the world. You just walk and you discover according to the light, the desire with respect to the light and the screen, the Masach that relates these two. That's it. Out of this, you know all reality according to the names. Adam Rishon, this is what he did. He revealed the names of everything. Why? Because he attained the root of everything. Name is the revelation of everything with respect to the person. Yes.
Baal HaSulam writes about it in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. In its essence, he says, Adam Rishon was the first to those who received an order of sufficient knowledge in order to succeed and utilize all the way everything that he saw and attained with his own eyes. And this understanding is called the Wisdom of Truth. And also in Shamati, in Article 98, he writes that the existence of something in spirituality is called a place of that reality, because anyone who comes there to that place sees the same form as another. And he gives a nice example. He says, what our sages said when they explained the verses of the Torah, when they say, this is what Abraham said to Isaac. The question comes up, how do they know that? What Abraham said to one said to another. And he says that it is because those who came to that degree where Abraham stood, or somebody else, they can see and know, just like Abraham was able to see and understand. So they know what Abraham would say, because they also attained that degree.
That's it. This is how it works. Yes.
Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, обязательно ли сначала приходит знание, потом ощущение, или бывает наоборот, ощущение и потом понимание о том,
Rav, please help me. Does the knowledge come first and then the feeling, or the other way around?
Both are the same, are can happen. It's not that there aren't any laws to it, but the main thing is just push forward. Push forward. Do your best to rise above the personal desire. This is the whole problem. All the time, environment, environment, environment. Group, 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 above itself. And according to these efforts, you draw the light. And it works. It cleans you up. There is nothing else. Just draw the light so it will correct. And this is only by being just a little bit above yourself, meaning in thoughts and identification with the group. It's a simple thing. If one organizes himself all the time concerned, more and more, puts more efforts to it, more and more, then he succeeds. And this is why you should organize your whole life differently, and your schedule, your daily schedule, and everything. Filling up your time as much as possible for the others. And also to be careful not to tell about it immediately to everyone. You remember how we just learned a few things before we started to speak of dissemination. And later on we spoke about dissemination, we spoke about disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we agreed, well, okay, I had great discussions with Rabash. I had many discussions between me and others. They wouldn't hear about disseminating, even though they came from Berg. I brought them from there. And they wouldn't listen to about dissemination. Well, we're studying here in our corner, and that's enough. They wouldn't go out to disseminate. And how hard it was when we began to speak about integral education. They told me that half the people are running away from the groups. Half the people are leaving. Why? Because it's not Kabbalah anymore. We have to teach people how to be good children. We're not nanny. Why should I do it? People don't understand that it's the same, even though it took years until it happened, and still, it's not simple. But I couldn't do anything because the time, reality in this world obligates me to do, and whoever doesn't want to do it, he can leave. What can you do? There are spiritual laws that you cannot do anything about. You perform and that's it, even though if you stay alone in this world at that, but if it's keeping the law, so you keep it. This is why the time has come for disseminating. Also, the time, it's a process. It's not that we have the exact method yet. How do we scrutinize it? How do we begin to implement it? But it takes time. But you see how it's not so easily accepted by no one. No one. There must be faith in his Rav. Faith in me. That if you're walking before me, so you're with me. And if you don't walk, so return to your home. You don't continue with us. That's it. That's the way it is. That is why many people left. I'm not sorry for that. Because they weren't able to cleave on to me, meaning they weren't my students. A student, a pupil, is Rosh, is the teacher, and he performs, he's the body, the goof. That's the only way you can advance. This is why you need patience. Gradually, bit by bit, you come to it. All right. Yes, well. Item 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ein Sof to this world. However, they are included in one the other. And in each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five sfirot, kachabtum, in which the five lights, naranchai, are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five sfirot, kachabtum, in each world, there are the four spiritual categories, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses. And the still category is called halls, heichalot. And they all robe one another, clothe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five sfirot kachabtum, which is the godliness in that world. The animate category, which are the angels, clothe over the souls. The vegetative, which are the dresses, clothe the angels. And the still, which are halls, revolve around them all. The dressing means that they serve one another and evolve from one another. As we have clarified with the corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, did not extend for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and be useful to him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still vegetative and animate, appeared there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category. There, which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that they all clothe over man's soul, meaning to serve him.
Yes?
You mentioned before the integral education that we had this change with respect to the integral education. So Andrei from Peter is asking.
And we also spoke about the fact that a person has to be in concern for the world, in concern for the group, for the society, that the more he raises himself above his own will to receive, by that he gains more, he draws more light that reforms with that concern. If I care for some of my closest friends, it's good, but by that I actually evoke a small reforming light. It's small because my will to receive supports that. We help one another. We're friends, we're buddies. Together we go out and have a beer. We hang out together. So they're close to me. The more I care about circles that are further away, then I have this question of why, what for? Do I get something out of it? I don't really feel that. The more I obligate myself to do that, it turns out that I'm evoking a greater egoistical will to receive going against it. I have to overcome it, and I still do carry out that dissemination towards wider circles. And by that, I also evoke greater reforming lights. Therefore, the time has come for us, that since we've grown, that we were able to activate such desires and such resistance by the ego, working against the ego and drawing such reforming lights, that it's worth our while to go out to broad dissemination. This is also why the crisis appeared in the world, and we were able to go out to them and tell them something about it. Everything is all interconnected. And when I explained that this is for our benefit, maybe now it's a bit more clear what I meant by that, the way it works. When I explained that this is for your benefit, actually. Well, we don't feel it, we don't want it, we don't need it. If you don't feel it, well, you don't feel anything spiritual. However, here you can actually make an effort and invite a spiritual force. No, that's not really for us. And, you know, suddenly they disappeared. They grew weaker, each according to his measure. So, that's what happens. But actually, this broad dissemination to the external circles, the ones that are furthest away, which is not felt in us, that by that we're actually correcting ourselves. This dissemination draws the greatest reforming lights, because it is close to those reforming lights, because those vessels are also like the surrounding vessels. So
Andrei is asking, many friends who are coming to the Congress were not in the dissemination, will they be able to compensate for that in the Integral Education Congress?
There's no such thing as compensating or completing. Rather, later on they'll have to invest their forces. If you didn't invest, well, you didn't invest. And no one will be able to make it up for you. But you'll be able to do it later. But you'll have to do it. Because you are connected to all the other vessels in this integral system. There is no one who's outside of it. So an effort to be connected to them remains upon you.
John from Chicago is asking, how may we actually overcome our inner rejection from disseminating?
It's our ego, you know, that says that. Why should I do it? How come? Well, if it's my friends, I'm with them, you know, and having a good time with them. We have a shared kitchen, we have our own place, our families get together. So that's okay. But people that I don't even know? Why should I go out? Why should I bow myself and find some tactics for them to be interested in me, for them to want me, so that they want to throw shoes or tomatoes at me. What for? What do I get out of it? There are plenty of other things for me to do. This is truly the simple, ordinary ego. It's mostly a lack of understanding, and mostly lack of understanding about one's Rav. And by that, a person disconnects himself, because his Rav, as we learned in Tess, is the one that is connecting between the lower world and the upper world. So by that, you are severing your connection to the upper world if you're not connected to your teacher. So,
buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos. Con respecto a la diseminación de la Kabbalah y la educación integral, siempre he visto que estamos desaprovechando diferentes canales a través del arte, por ejemplo, de la literatura, de la música.
Zoel.
ביחס בין חוכמת הקבלה ולחינוך האינטגרלי אנחנו משתמשים בכל מיני
In the relation between the wisdom of Kabbalah and the integral education we use many channels like art, music and so forth.
Permiten llegar a diferentes estratos de la sociedad, diferentes tipos de cultura.
These means allow us to reach different classes in the society, different places in society. And they expand our possibility, the opportunities of the path we are walking.
Desde aquí, Petactiva, o en diferentes grupos a nivel mundial, este trabajo utilizando estos canales, arte, en general literatura, música, teatro.
How can we match and adapt all of these activities from here, all these activities which include theater and music and so forth from here, Petach Tikva?
Are you asking me? The answer is simple. I don't know. I don't know. You have to do it. I teach you what is the method of correction. And I pass you through several stages in your feeling so that you'll feel how it is that you're advancing, what happens to you. Like a little child, you take him with you. You say, put him on a horse, and you say, now you and I are going to go on a horse. This is what you do it this way, that way. And he feels it. He gets accustomed to it. He sees the way that he's walking, the way that the horse moves, and he's on the horse, let's say. This is how you teach him. And he gets an impression, a feeling. This is also how I take you. I want to put you on that horse so that you will be able to advance. And I take several steps with you. Wait a minute, don't rush forward. So I take a few steps with you. You receive an impression from that, from the advancement. Your own inner impressions towards your own advancement towards the revelation of the Creator. And then there are several other stages towards the revelation of the Creator. But for the time being, we are in a state that is before the revelation. It is called a time of preparation, when we are performing actions out of lo lishma, not for the sake of the Creator, egoistic actions, but nonetheless ones that are useful, beneficial, in order for us to reach actions of bestowal, lishma, for the sake of the Creator. So you receive impressions. Take those impressions with everything that you hear and make whatever you want out of them. Songs, dances, jokes, books, whatever you want. Make a whole circus out of it, a whole theater. Doesn't matter. I can't take part in that. I give you an impression from the entrance to the new world. and how to express that in all kinds of different forms, all kinds of different pieces, you know, you have to do it. So 30 musicians here, each one of them can write it, and each one can express it in his own form. There are people here who engage in dance. So one would write it as a ballet, another one will write it as a tango, that kind of dance. The third one might express it in a more popular form. The fourth one might give it some other forms. Go ahead and do it, please. Make many songs out of it with all kinds of different styles. I have nothing to do with it. But the general basic impression from advancing towards the revelation of the Creator, this is something that I'm going through with you. And hopefully we'll reach a state where not just the advancement, but also the revelation of the Creator will also take a few steps in that together. Then you'll be able to go forward in the right way. That's all. So there's no need to ask me, how come we're not doing it? Why are you guys not doing it? That's what I'm supposed to ask. Well, I'm not asking anymore. I'm not asking because it's actually early. You still don't have sufficient impression that is really already in your vessels and that is really pressuring you from the inside, and you have to burst and make some sort of a piece out of it, some sort of artistic piece or something out of it. Bala Sulam had a time, you know, all the songs that he wrote them, let's say, within 3 or 4 months. There was this time where he felt like singing, and he wrote down these melodies, and that's it, and then it was done. Oh, somebody there with the hat?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's you. Okay. From Croatia, right? Oh, Slovakia. I remember. Somewhere there.
I'll translate this question even though it's from Hungarian.
You're going to translate from Hungarian? Magyar. I didn't know that you know that. Okay. I guess you include a lot of things within you.
A kérdésem az, hogyha már elérjük azt a állapotot, hogy egymást fogjuk támogatni, hogy utána mit csinál, mi a másik lépés?
When we feel that we're holding the friends and that they are holding us, how may we advance from that state to the next degree? From this feeling that I'm holding the friends and they are holding me, how do I progress?
What next phase?
What are you supposed to do the next thing with this feeling?
Each one should work for everyone, for the others. You can't answer him in the same language?
No, he just told me the question beforehand in English.
Oh, now I get it. He wanted to cheat us, huh? To deceive us.
No, I said, even though he speaks Hungarian.
Did you understand it, Zoltan?
When we was
Say it in Russian, come on.
I'll continue Zoltan's direction, if I may. We've entered the process of the Congress from the beginning of this week, and we also have this group, which is a sample group, which is growing with all the friends of the world, Kli. And this morning we want to continue by your instructions.
Oh, what are you guys doing, by the way, today?
This is exactly what we wanted to ask. To what?
I guess I'm a kid and kind of teacher here, huh? I need to do everything.
Yesterday, friends were working a lot about directing the concern and the worry to the friends. It began in the noon talk that we should shake the heart of the whole world clean, that this is the only direction we should advance to. And then we added that the whole Congress is to connect with the Creator.
That's to begin with, yeah.
So in a few minutes after this lesson, we're beginning to work. And until noon, when we meet with you again, what should we work at?
We said that the first thought is that we've reached a state where we need a connection. Not a connection between us, rather a connection with the Creator. In order to reach a connection with the Creator, to discover Him, that He is connected to us, related to us, and we receive Him, we're connected to Him, accordingly we have to create a connection between us. This is called the final act, is in the preceding thought. So, we have to have a connection between us. Connection between us. Moving on. The connection between us has to be above our ego, towards reciprocal bestowal. The connection between us has to be equal, uniform for everyone. What does it mean, equal for everyone? Equal means that it's also for foreigners, those who are far away, as well as those who are nearby, close to us. So, we said yesterday that we have to think about all of our friends all over the world. Why? This gives us a sensation of whether we are in bestowal or not, because I don't feel any proximity to them, any closeness. Those who are here, I know Zoltan, I know each and every one. These faces, I know them. They're close to me. I feel them. They're my students. They're my friends, let's say, or something. So, we are already together. Those who are not together with us, they give us a feel of are we truly in giving or not, in bestowal or not. That's very important. If I'm in that direction or not. If I care for all of our friends, truly, all the Bnei Baruch, all over the world, wherever they are, if I care about all of them, just like a mother over all of her children, that are next to her, then by that, I feel that I'm in some inclination towards bestowal, or I'm not. So that's very important. Whether I'm in it or not in it, that's less important. But I examine it, I care about it. Then each and every one checks and cares about it, and each one by that reinforces the others. So by that, we all have the purpose or the goal of reaching the Creator, the equivalence of form with Him, as we spoke about today also when we read that passage before the workshop, that the primary importance is the revelation of the Creator according to the inclination towards Him, towards bestowal. Then we implement, realize that bestowal within the Kli, which is between us and also towards all of our friends all over the world. By that, we came. That's what we reached up last evening. Now you're saying, what should we have in addition this morning, from morning to noon? So, what do we talk about in the workshop?
In the workshop, we also spoke in the end that the most distant friend is my measurement, how close am I to the quality of bestowal.
That in spirituality there's nothing that is far away and nearby. In spirituality there's no difference. That is, bestowal is bestowal. It's not measured by... Let's put it this way. I grasp a certain part of the system. I don't know the whole system, but I take some part of it. But that part that I grasp, that I attain, it is integral. It cannot be less or more. There's no little in spirituality. Well, 70% integral, no such thing. The system can appear towards me in 70%, but it is 100% integral, that part that appeared before me, that is revealed. So we have to reach that state, or yearn to reach a state where we are in a homogeneous society, totally uniform in everything. There's no small or great, there's no far or nearby. Everyone, it is the same for everyone. That's very important. That's a test. And by that, I hone, polish my quality of bestowal so it will be more and more correct. And then within it, I come closer to feeling the Creator. My vessel that I correct in such a way so that it will be closer and closer to the revelation of the upper force, which is good and does good to the good and to the bad, to the far, those far away, those nearby, to everyone. So I always also in such a way advance in that same direction. And according to my efforts, I invite the reforming light, and it actually makes me in such a way, according to it, adapted to it. Is that clear?
May you invert it into a question or two questions that direct it exactly, or maybe I'll try it. How do we direct ourselves to the equal?
How do we direct ourselves through an equal attitude toward to those far away and those nearby, these and those, doesn't matter which? How do we aim ourselves through that to the force of bestowal, to the Creator? Something like that, yeah. Yes.
Доброе утро всем, Раф. У меня такое продолжение как раз этой темы. Сейчас...
Good morning, everyone. Continuing this topic. I'm from Moldova.
Oh, they had this problem with the airplane, the bus, because of the snow. They couldn't reach there, right?
Yeah, there are four friends on their way, but then they couldn't reach it because of the snow. They bought tickets, and they're coming through Romania, and Romania is snowy, so they can't leave it.
Тоже, чтобы они сюда прорвались. Да вообще я думаю так, что все товарищи, которые сейчас, они буквально прорываются, чтобы присоединиться к нам физически. Мы можем о них подумать, чтобы у них все получилось, и они присоединились к нам физически.
Speaking of all these friends who are having difficulties in the world, in Ukraine, and all the friends all over the world.
Oh, we talked about it yesterday also. We have to do something. I don't know if they need any sort of help. If they need some advice, they need some things. Maybe they need some papers that we can send them. Send them money. I don't know what, but so they won't be stopped in half the way. You know that they'll come here. If there's some sort of problem, come to me directly to me. I'm always here.
Мне кажется, главное только нам о них хорошо подумать, позаботиться, чтобы у них не желание не прошло сюда к нам прорваться.
I think that the main thing is that we support them, we think about them, that their desire to come over won't disappear and they'll succeed.
If they know that we're thinking about them, that they'll have that strength. But still, we also have to check, can we help them with some other document, with some other amount of money or something, wherever they are on the way. We have to think about that. We have to find out. And if so, what do we do? How do we do it?
The main thing is that they'll have the desire. They have the tickets already, so they'll come in a tractor and train, whatever.
Problem is in us, not in them.
להתחמם בלב
We need to warm up in our hearts so that that snow will melt. All right, friends. Whoa, we're late. Oh, okay, Shimon. Now you're getting up. Waking up.
No.
Continuing, about almost 1,000 friends, TV viewers have enlisted into the Zohar Congress. And what's going on in the past few days, I don't remember any time that was like this in Bnei Baruch. How can we help people watching us on TV not lose this opportunity to be in this great Congress?
I talked about that several times already. There's one who acquires his world in an hour. It's really that way. The person can watch us from afar, he can watch us from afar for another 1,000 years, and nothing will change. He has to integrate with many other people, really integrate, be among them in a great mass. Even though he doesn't like it, doesn't feel comfortable, he doesn't know what to do about it, maybe he doesn't know their languages, there are all kinds of different languages around, different people. I'll just stay at home, it's convenient, it's comfortable, I can just watch it from the side, I can understand better, I can feel what's happening, there's translation, there's everything. That's unrelated. He will not be able to advance, period. That is, you want to stay home? That's your own business. But we have to warn these people, just like a doctor talking to a patient. You, if you remain in the same state that you're in, and you won't be able to advance if you're going to skip that opportunity to be with us together. That's all. 3 days. We are asking for you to make an effort, be rid of everything else, and just come. Later, you're going to say, thank you very much. And if not, at least do we have another opportunity also?
Yes, but we'd rather that they come for the whole 3 days.
So the other opportunity is just as an introduction for people who don't know anything about us. They can come to this introductory evening next Thursday evening. They can come to us to the exhibition gardens. And hopefully we'll be able to do that for everyone. But certainly, it's not, you know, in order to advance forward in spirituality, but just to get to know us and get some impression. So we're inviting everyone, and preferably for the whole Congress, for all 3 days. And let's see some sort of an invitation, so it will be clear to us where to go, what to do. Please.
Messages.
Final announcements.
Announcement. For the Congress, there is a new edition of Zohar Lam, Zohar for All, what we learn in the daily morning lessons. You may receive these books in the Congress. Please enlist in 1-700-509-209. A week of preparation for the Congress. During the preparation for this special week, we will be broadcasting in Sviva Tova this whole preparation week in Petah Tikva. All details in Sviva Tova site. Arava Congress 2014, friends and groups. Preparing to the Zohar Congress 2014.
For men, it's going to be in the Arava. For women, in the new building in Petah Tikva. This coming weekend, the 31st of January till the 1st of February. The Worldwide Zohar Congress 2014. Unity changes our reality. Friends, viewers, we're happy to invite you to the Worldwide Zohar Congress 2014, a congress of unity, connection, and spiritual advancement, the 5th to the 7th of February in the exhibition gardens in Tel Aviv. Let's see a clip about it.
יש דברים שלא עושים מהבית. כנס הזוהר העולמי 2014 מזמין אתכם לדבר האמיתי.
Some things you can't do from home. We're inviting you to attend the Zohar Congress. Are you also from the TV?
Yes, how did you know?
Just guessing. For details and registration, go to the website or call the phone number.
Towards a goal I run, no time for rest. My journey's just begun,
it's all a pill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel, and I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly, he is by my side, pushing me with his loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for him to attend.
Gasha again.
It is the only way.
Gasha again.
Let's turn this night into day.
Gasha again.
I'm not turning back.
Gasha again.
Let's use this life to attack. We move on. The rain is coming down. The path is tough, but we hold each other up. It really slows us down. We're both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant we're starting to bestow. Suddenly they are by our side. This love we can't explain. Now all I want is for them to attain.
Gasha again.
It is the only way.
Gasha again.
Let's turn this night into day.
Gasha again.
I'm not turning back.
Gasha again.
Let's use this night to attack.
La la la.